It's time for this week's Focus on Business. As the prison warden in the film Cool Hand Luke put it, what we've got here is a failure to communicate. Now, as we hear in part two of Tom Martin's conversation with financial planner Scott Neal, the phrase also generally describes the relationship between American baby boomers and their adult children.
Here's an interesting finding by AARP, the American Association of Retired Persons, and I wonder if you could comment on this. They found that more than half of adult children, 54%, think their parents will need their help. Only 27% of older parents agree with that. Who most often turns out to be right in that equation?
Well, that's only one of the many conflicts that I see between elderly parents and their adult children. And really and truly, Tom, what this boils down to very often is just a conflict in the communication style between parent and child. Tim Prosh wrote a book called The Other Talk that we encourage every boomer to have with their adult children, and then to pass it on to their parents if they're still living so that they can have that talk with them. And that's about the subtitle of the book is A Boomer's Guide to Talking with Your Family About the Rest of Your Life. And it is a very good guide to having the conversation. Many times it's just, you hit upon a very good point there that one of the first tasks is to be able to envision the future. And unfortunately, our society has led us down the path of getting old means a decline and means illness. It's equal to being ill and being in a state of decline. I think getting old is just like any other stage of life. It's about life and living, and we need to get to the point where we're constructing the plans for what life looks like in that, and to have in our back pocket, so to speak, a contingency plan for what happens if things don't work out exactly the way that we have intended for them to work out.
I've heard it said that this is your last best chance to pursue your dreams, so it's a good idea to invest where your heart is. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, one of our first questions to ask a new client is, let's assume for a minute that you have all the money that you need now and in the future. Just assume that for a minute. Indulge me. And then we say, how would your life change? And it's amazing what kind of dreams come out of that conversation. And then we start pursuing those dreams. Now, in reality, what we have to do is we like to stay out of the realm of wishful thinking. So it's part of our job as financial advisors is to bring back some point of reality to that. But in reality, what we see is many, many people who are pursuing additional education, through the Donovan Scholars Program at UK or someplace like that. Going online, there's a wealth of resources online. Right now, there's a brand new industry that is just blowing up, in a good way, and that is online learning. And I'm wondering how this is going to shape the future of college education, but for right now, at least, it's a valuable resource for our senior population.
Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions online at dxaudio.com.